Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Mem Zayin. Psachim Mem Zayin, as we continue on Mem Vav Amidez, we got into the sugya of Ho'il, sugya of Ho'il, Machlokes Amoraim, between Rav Chista and Rabbah. Why is it only an Isser Durabanan to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Right, well, if somebody cooks from Yontif to Shabbos, what is the reason that it is only an Isser Durabanan, and therefore we would allow it in certain circumstances? So that was a machlokas. Either we hold Tzarchi Shabbos Na'asin B'Yantif, that's the Shita of Rav Chisda, and Rabbah holds that, no, the reason is Ho'il. The reason is that even though really you should say Tzarchi Shabbos or not Na'asin B'Yantif, but theoretically this is not a Tzorech Shabbos, this is a Tzorech of Yantif. If I'm cooking on Yantif for Shabbos, but theoretically guests might walk in at any moment, and therefore this is not a Tzorech Shabbos, this is a Tzorech Yantif. And that's why, even if I don't have that in mind, it is not going to be an Issur D'Oraisa, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, as Rabbi Chanan explained yesterday, that inherently the fact that your machshava could change and then it could be totally mutter shows that it's not an Issur focus on the Maisa, it's an Issur machshava, and therefore you're not going to get malchus for that. That is an Isser Drabbanan. That was a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chisda again. Why, if I cook on Yantif for Shabbos, is that an Isser Drabbanan? Again, either because of Tzarchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yantif, Mida Araisa, or number two, the Sugya of Ho'el. What are the nafkaminas between those two days? So nafkamina number one, our Gemara quoted, what if I cook from Yantif to weekday? According to Rav Chisda, I'm going to get malchus. Why? Because the reason is Tzarchi Shabbos Na'asin B'Yantif, not Ho'il, and therefore you don't hold to the principle of Ho'il, and therefore you're going to get malchus for this. This is D'Oraisa of Lo Sa'aseh Kol Malacha. Rabbah says, no, you're not going to get malchus because Rabbah holds of the principle of Ho'il, and a Ho'il would apply even on Yantif cooking for a weekday. That was Nafkamina number one. Another Nafkamina, the Post can point out, is what about if I cook very late in the day on Yontif before Shabbos, where guests very likely, it's basically impossible for them to come, right? So says the Shulchan Aruch, and say the Poskim, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, that's the Siman in Shulchan Aruch about Eruv Tavshilin, that L'Chanchila one should not cook and prepare something right before Yantif at a place where Ho'el Lamaisa can't apply. B'di'evid, you have some flexibility, some kulas, yes. B'di'evid, Shas Hatzchak. But L'chadchila, for sure, one should not rely on Ho'el in a case where Lamaisa Ho'el cannot apply. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. B'shat, the V'kasu, the B'tam Zeh. Start for a little bit before that. V'kasvu ha'achronim. D'biyantif shechal yos be'erev Shabbos. Yizaher lahakdim hachanas ma'achalav l'Shabbos. B'chdei sheyigmar malachto ba'od yom gadol. To finish it earlier. D'samach l'chashecha. Bizman d'lo shayach sheyitztarech lo b'yantif gufa. Close to dark, where it's not shayach that all can apply, that according to Rabbah, right? The Ho'el, maybe Ho'el shouldn't apply here. Dalo yishkan less some of the malacha daraisa. The kasu to be tamzeh, and that's why people used to daven early on Leil Shabbos kishachal samach liyantiv. Kadesh lo yizachir. They daven a little earlier, they'll cook a little earlier. Vayim abir alacha, the bishas at tchak, yish lahakel, biyantiv shedi, shachal yis bear of Shabbos, viyapiyantiv rishon, efshar di yish lahakel, bishas at tchak. Okay, so we see that L'chadchila, Ho'el should be relied on in a case only where L'maisa, you can rely on it. The Achronim also discuss how literally do you take Ho'el in terms of guests. What if you know? Bismanaz, that guests don't generally walk in unannounced. Generally, we know who's coming. We know who we invited. So, you know, do we still apply Ho'el in that case? So that's also something that is discussed by the poskim, but generally we're making regarding this issue. We should have it at the time that it could apply, even though no guest might not be coming, because no guest might come. It's still possible. The late in the day, as we just discussed, that's basically impossible for Ho'el to work. That's what was the chanchila against it. But in terms of guests possibly coming, if I do it early enough, so we are making regarding that. The Chachma Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, Shlomo Luria, the Marshal, and the bottom of the Marsha, all the way at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, he has this line where he says that even though he interprets a line in Tosfos that even though we know that guests generally would not come at this time because guests of Bizman HaZeh are invited, still we would be able to rely on it because that is the principle of Hoel. Even though Lamaisa, they probably won't come. Okay, just one other final line, and then we'll continue. That is the language of the phrase Hoel in the Gemara is, as we read yesterday, Hoel umikloi leila archim chazile. Since archim may come chazile, it is roi for him. Chazile, yes, the Bakalis Hashas, quoting one of the Achronim. Shouldn't it be chazilehu, roi for them? What do you mean chazile, roi for him? So, answers the Rav Baruch Mibezhebezh that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tzadik ochel asova nafsho, a tzadik eats for the satiation of his soul, ubeten rishayim techsar, and the stomach of rishayim will always be missing. What does that mean? What's the galus of a tzadik that eats the sova nafsho? He explains, Ela kishayish lohem o reyach ha tzadik afalpi, shesaveya afalpikin ochel, kadesh lo yavash ha reyach milechol. When a tzadik has a guest, let's say the tzadik just ate and the guest comes, he doesn't want the guest to be embarrassed to have to eat by himself, so he eats with him. Even though he's semi-full, but he eats to make him feel good. But beten rishayim techsar, Rasha avavishu ra'ev, ene rotzalechol, kadesh ha'arei ha'kamke lo yochal. But a Rasha, you know, won't eat even when there's a guest there. He doesn't really want the guest to eat. So he's not going to eat. He's going to starve himself until the guest leaves, and then he'll be able to eat. Says that's the pirush of Hoel. Hoel umikloi leila archim, since archim might come to him, so therefore, Chazile, it's roi for him himself, the balabayas atzmo. Sheyachzer v'yochav kadesh lo yizbayisha orech. A balabayas, who cares about the archim, will make sure that he eats also when the archim are there. So the principle of Hoel is since the guest might come, so therefore it's roi for me. It's roi for the balabayas. So it's a chassidish afar, but it really has halachic important implications. That because he is going to eat with the archim, so therefore it's even roi for him, not just roi for the archim, and therefore it is mutter. That's the principle of Hoel, a little diuk in the language of, it says chazilei and not chazilehu. Maybe one final point related, oh by the way, the point that we mentioned that to not rely on Hoel so late in the day, it's not just in the Achronim, it's in Tosfos here. Tosfos in the fourth to last line in our Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Rabba, Tosfos says, Inami berodes samach l'shkiyas achama, shafilu yavo archim ein shos biyom lo'ochlo. Right, so that should not be relied on a l'chadchila level when it is so late in the day. Just to end off with also a point I wanted to mention yesterday, I ran out of time, and that is the Meshech Chachma. This we have mentioned before, but it's a beautiful Meshech Chachma. One can't discuss Eruv Tavshilin without mentioning this Meshech Chachma from Parshas Vayishlach. The Meshech Chachma there discusses the difference in Avoda between Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. The difference, says the Meshech Chachma. Avram Avinu, his Bita, as we know, was Chesed. His Bita was going out. V'chlachein, Avraham, chipeis lahafitz shitasu v'deyosa belokus l'chol b'ayolam. He went out to try to spread monotheism throughout the world. Ba'asher chashav kihu yachidi. He knew he was alone, he was an individual, and he needed to spread the word. He knew that's what he was meant to do. V'achar kach ra'a ki Yishmol yatsa yivedu. He saw Yishmol went out from him, and he saw that his son was not being mamshich after him, and therefore he was upset. And obviously, daven for another son. But he was still focusing on bringing in all those from the outside. Libris. And the Bar says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Vanefesh Hashrasu Becharan, by the 2000 years. Year 2000 was part of when Avram Avinu was being machnas everyone to Judy, to monotheism. And that's why he went to Mitzrayim, suggests the Meshech Chachma, a deeper reason besides the Ra'av, Makam HaChachma V'Achartumim, L'Falpil L'Karvam L'Shitosa V'Achtos U'Batara. Okay, to bring them closer to monotheism. Avraham Avinu was all about branching out, was all about spreading. Yaakov Avinu was the opposite. Mitaso Shlema, right? He saw he had the Shiftika, so he knew, okay, now it's time to dig in and to put up borders. Ubizaro Daisheyu Ma'onu Merkavala Shechina. His children will now be the Ma'on, the chariot for the Shechina, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. And Ra'ala Hefech, Ki Banav Yu Nifradim Me'amim Acherim. He saw there has to be separations, not like Abraham. Mugbalim Betchum, V'Afla Lavan, and even for Lavan, his relative, Hinichu Betouso. He didn't try to convert him, he left him. And he got upset at Rachel, who stole the Trophim, tried to convert the father. No, don't worry about him. V'chein b'Mitzrayim, but also Mitzrayim, they lived in Eretz Goshen. Nifradim me'ha'amim. V'chein l'doros ba'uma. Imakavlin geirim, b'yimei David v'shlomo. Right, for now on, once Yaakov Avinu came along, we're not interested in spreading the word of God. We could be an arlagayim, but that comes based on how we are acting. Says the Meshech Chachma, this is all captured. This difference between Avram and Yaakov is captured in a chazal. The Gemara says, in Yuma and Daf Chav Ches, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim, Kol HaTorah Kula, even a Ruvei Tavshilin. Even Eruv Tavshilin, why dafka that? Mitzvah Derabbanan. Out of all mitzvahs Derabbanan, Eruv Tavshilin? Says the Meshech Chachma, what's Eruv Tavshilin based on? What does our Gemara say? Hoel is based on guests coming. That's the midah of Avram Avinu. That's the midah of Chesed. That's the midah of branching out. Lahachnus Archim, Lakabal Gerim, Tachas Kafi Ashchina. But what was Yaakov Avinu? Kava Tchumin. He was Koveya Tchum, Tchum Shabbos. What's the symbol? He set borders. He set borders. That was Yaakov Avinu. Shema Yimana Echan Milavo L'Shmoa De'Osef. Lochein Yaakov Kava Tchumin L'Hagbil U'L'Tchum Bein Am Yisrael La'amim. That's the difference, says the Meshech Chachma, between Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. Again, there's more here, but we will we'll leave it. Vidok, as he ends off, Vidok Hetev. So he says that's a good one. That's what he likes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, discussing the Machlokes, Rabba and Rav Chisda, whether you hold to the principle of Hoel, whether you say Tzarchi Shabbos Nasin Biyantif on a Da'oraisa level. Remember, Rabba said that Tzarchi Shabbos Nasin Biyantif. I'm sorry, Rav Chisda said, and Rabbah held of Hoel on that, but that's why you don't get Malkus in that previous case. Vayter, we're about 10 lines up from the bottom on Mem Vav Amid Beis. Eisvei, Behema Misukenes. The Mishnah says in Meseches Beitzah, you have an animal that's about to die, Misukenes. And if the animal dies, the animal's an Avela. And you could get benefit from it, but you can't eat it. And you'd rather the animal not die. You'd rather the animal be shechted so you can use the meat of the whole animal to eat. So behema hamisukenes. Lo yishchot. You're not allowed to shecht it on Yantif. Yantif, you're allowed to shecht in order to be able to eat on Yantif. So you're not allowed to shecht unless you're able to eat. You will be able to eat a kezayis of the meat that day on Yantif. That's the only time you're allowed to. Let's say, I'm not going to have time. It's 30 seconds left to Yantif. I'm going to shecht this because it's misukan. I don't want it to die. But I'm not going to be able to eat. Says the Mishnah, no, you have to be able to eat at least a kezayis of the tzli. Rabbi Yosef Engel there in Meseches Beitza discusses whether you need, the Heter V'chol Nefesh is only for Kezias. Do you need Kezias minimum? That's interesting, but that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Yochol Le'echol, Afal Gavdol Boi Le'mechal. What does the Mishnah say? As long as you have the potential to eat, even though you don't have plans to eat. You don't want to eat the Kezias, but as long as you theoretically can eat it. So that sounds like Hoel. So Bishlama Lididi Da Amri Hoel. Fine, according to me, says Rabbah, that I hold of Hoel. Hoel V'Iboyla Mechal Matziyachel Mishabachi Yishchot. Just like I say, since guests might come, it's mutter, so too, since you can eat it, it's mutter. And that's why you're allowed to shecht. Ella Lididach Da Amrit Lo. I mean, in Hoel, but according to you, Rabbah, who doesn't hold of Hoel, Rav Chisda, who doesn't have a hold of Hoel. So, just like you don't say Hoel, guests might come, you should say Hoel. You shouldn't say, since you can eat it. What do you mean? No. Cooking and preparing food on Yantif is only about your actually, practically, being involved in eating it. So, Amai Yishcho, why are you allowed to shecht? Says the Gemara, Amar Leh, he answered, Mishum, Hefsin Mamon. No, it's Hefsin Mamon. You don't want to lose so much money, and therefore, you're allowed to shecht. Says the Gemara, Mishum, Hefsin Mamon, Sharina Nesir Daraisa. What do you mean? For Hefsin Mamon, you're allowed, Isir Daraisa is Mutter? Right? You're not doing this for Shabbos, you're doing this for a weekday. There's a weekday after Yontif. So if it's an Issa Daraisa, you said you get Malchus for that, so why in this case would it be Mutter? How could you have Mutter an Issa Daraisa? So I'm like, and yes, in this case, you would. It's not magic. How does it work? Mishum Hefsin Mamono, Gomar Belibo, Le'echo Kizayis. Because he has a Hefsin Mamon on the horizon, so he decides he's going to eat a Kizayis. I'm going to force myself to eat a Kizayis because I know if I don't eat a Kizayis, if I don't have in mind that I'm going to eat a Kizayis, I'm going to lose my whole animal. And therefore, V'yefshel, Kizayis basav lo shechita. In order to get a Kizayis of meat from this animal, you got to shech the whole animal. So that's why you're going to convince yourself to eat a kizayis of basar. Right? We have this principle elsewhere as well. Sometimes the situation is an ones situation, and therefore I convince myself halachically to take part in whatever is occurring. So here you have it. You know, I take part in shechita. Sometimes you have it by kiddushin. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra has a case of gomar. Somebody has to put a gun to my head to sell something or to buy something. So we say biahira because of that. I'm forced by hiones, right? Gomar umakni nafshe. So at the end of the day, he might ultimately come to agree to it because he is being forced. Sometimes we say no. Ones is ones. We had earlier, right? Daf chav dal chav hey, the sugyas of yoreg val yavar. In some cases, or if something is ones, it's a ma'is avir ba'ones. We don't assume any acquiescence, but here we assume some acquiescence because you want some type of halachic mechanism to kick in. So here too, we want the heter of ochal nefesh to kick in, and therefore a person deep down acquiesces to eat a kizayis of basar in order to allow himself to shech this animal. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Eisvei. Next question we have on this machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chisda. Lechem haponim. So we get into the lechem haponim, the mitzvah de araisa, to set aside the lechem haponim. Every Shabbos it was switched. So we know the new mishmaros and the old mishmar. The old mishmar took out the old ones. The new mishmar put on the new ones. Machlokas, it says that the lechem haponim have to be on the shulchan tamid, machlokas tanoim, in Maseches Menachas. Does tamid just mean as long as they don't have one night, overnight, that there's no lechem there, or does it mamish mean tamid every second, and the kohanim stand on either side of the shulchan, and the ones that take out the lechem haponim take it out at the same moment that the other kohanim stick in the new lechem haponim for the week. So that is the lechem haponim, a separate mitzvah aseh d'oraisa, in Parshas Tetzaveh. A lot of symbolism to the Lechem Haponim. Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin, Mitzvah 97, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the message of the Lechem Haponim, which actually has something to do with today's daf is Rosh Chodesh Elul daf. Misharshi HaMitzvah, what does it have to do with us? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shed Sivanu Akel Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Temidis Balechem, Lefi Shebo Yichyeh HaAdam, Hashem commanded us to fulfill a mitzvah, a constant mitzvah, through bread, because bread is what we live with. And therefore, we would like a bracha, bread symbolizing sustenance, symbolizing our food, symbolizing our parnasa. So we would love a bracha on the bread. And as we're about to see, whatever we want a bracha on, whatever we're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for shefa related to, if we do a mitzvah, if we do an action related to that item, that's how we try to generate it, open up the otzeros bashamayim. Umitoch eskenu bo l'kayim ala mitzvahs Hashem Yisparach, through our asek in the bread, through the lechem, yiyeh haratzon v'habracha chalim alini Yisparach b'mayano, b'mayinenu. Ki b'chol she'osin bo ha'adam ratzon Hashem Yisparach, bo hu mizbarech. Whatever we use to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, in that we will get a bracha. Ulefi kol inyan ve'inyan she'yasim magamas panav u'machshavosav v'yasakav bidvar mitzvah lefihen me'ein ha'bracha noveya alav. That is what we try to do, and that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin. The Gemara there says, as we know, every holiday we bring a special carbon in order to gain shefa on Pesach. Haviyu lefanai omer b'pesach k'deishi yisbarchu lachem tvua shebesados. We bring from the omer, from the grain on Pesach, so that we get a bracha in the fields. Nischu lefanai mayim b'chag. On Sukkot we bring water. We pour water. Why? Because we're asking for a bracha related to water. K'deishi yisbarchu lachem gishmei bracha. Right? All of them. And Perasa Elon. And then we have, what about Rosh Hashanah? Right? A month from a month from Rosh Chodesh Elul today, Tiku Lefanai Shofar Shal Ayo Kadeisel Lizkar Akedas Yitzchak. What's the connection between the others? Because we're being okayed, we're giving, we're sacrificing of ourself on Rosh Hashanah, because we're asking that we want a bracha related to ourselves and our lives on Rosh Hashanah. So that's all Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim, we do a mitzvah with the Lechem Apanim, with the Lechem, in order to bring a bracha on our Lechem. And there's more here in the Sefer HaChinuch, but again, putting the Lechem Apanim, the language of the Chinuch is the Sidur Lechem Apanim. We discussed in Mitzvah Shir a couple of years ago, the Mitzvah Samelach and others, the relationship between the Seder of Lechem Aponim and Lumdus-wise. Does that help finish off the status of the Shulchan itself? There are some sources that seem to say that that helps create the Shulchan. The Shulchan's definition is the physical Shulchan with the Lechem on it. And if there's no Lechem on it, then maybe it's even lacking in the status of Shulchan. As we discussed a little bit a couple of years ago in the Mitzvah Shir, there in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin. Good, we continue. It says, Eisve Lechem Aponim. So the Lechem Aponim, we know, says the Mishnah, is Necha Letisha Ula'asaru Ula'chadasar. It is eaten either 9, 10, or 11 days after it is baked. Lo pachos v'lo yosef, not less, not more. How? Ketzad. Kidarko, in a normal Shabbos, Letisha. It's day 9. It is eaten. Why? Nefa be'erev Shabbos. It is baked on Erev Shabbos, on a Friday. You put it onto the Shulchan on Shabbos. It stays there for the entire week. That's the nes, that it stays fresh the entire week. And on the following Shabbos, the Kohanim eat it. The Kohanim eat it. So that's day 9 from the day that it was baked. Ne'achal b'Shabbos l'tisha. Chal yantif lios be'erev Shabbos. But if yantif is on Friday, then you can't bake it on yantif. You have to bake it on Thursday, and then it's eaten the following Shabbos. Ne'achal b'Shabbos l'asara. That's on day 10. Shnei yavim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. What if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, Friday, like this coming year? Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah, 3-day yantif, even for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So what's the halacha? So then you have to bake it on Wednesday. So then the Lechem Aponim is eaten Nechal Shabbos L'Achadasar. That's eaten on day 11. Lefi She'ena Doche Lo'as HaShabbos V'lo'as HaYantif. It's not Doche Shabbos or Yantif. That is the Mishnah. Afias Lechem Aponim is not Doche Shabbos or Yantif. So before we talk about that, let's do the Gemara. V'i Amrit Tzarchei Shabbos Nasa B'Yantif. But if you are correct that Tzarchei Shabbos are Na'asin B'Yantif, if you hold of that, Rav Chisda, so then here, Amayla Doche Yantif. Why can't you bake on Yantif? So what if Yantif holds on Friday? Tzarchei Shabbos are Na'asin B'Yantif on a Daraisa level. And here we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, and Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, and therefore, as we've said earlier, so why can't you bake the Lechem Aponim on Yantif when Yantif falls out on Friday? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Shvus Krova Hitiru, Shvus Rechoka Lo Hitiru. When we say in Shvus B'Mikdash, that's only a Shvus that there is a need, a pressing need right in front of you right now. But if it is a distant need, a Shvus Rechoka, that we won't be Matir. So this is a distant, right? It's not like Shvus, you need to do something right now. Here, you're cooking for, you're baking for a week from now. Baking for a week from now, that's called Shvus Rechoka, and for that, we do not allow. But according to the other opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you are allowed to bake on Yantif, you're just not allowed to bake if Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday, something that does not happen according to our calendar, but you're allowed to, according to that day, so Michael Amemar. So how would he interpret? What would he say about this principle of Shvus Krova versus Shvus Rechoka? Gemara answers, he'd say that's good for the Machlokas. Baha Pligi, Mar Savar Shvus Krova Hitiru, Shvus Rechoka Lo Hitiru, and that's why we wouldn't allow him to, Afias Lechem Aponim is not Doche Yantif. Umar Savar Shvus Rechoka Nami Hitiru, and the other opinion says no, even a Shvus Rechoka, they would be Matir. The question some Achronim ask on the Gemara is, we know the principle of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, but maybe we only say that when there's Ein Brera. Maybe we'd only say that if there's no choice. Here there's a choice. Bake an Erev Yantif. Usually, in Shvus B'Mikdash, you have to do something today, and there's no, and you have to put on, you have to do the Avodah today, and the Kohen has a bandage on. Remember, we discussed this at the end of Erevin. So, the usual cases, you don't have a choice. But maybe we would say that here, because there's a choice, we would say, so don't rely on Shvus B'Mikdash. Do it earlier. So, that's the question of how much of a heter is Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? How do we understand that? Here's an interesting discussion in the last halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The last halacha in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Says the Rambam, There he is discussing the Kohanim's checking the Beis HaMikdash every morning. A group of Kohanim would go and make sure everything was in place, and all the Kalim were there that were needed for the day. Half of them would go right, half of them would go left, and they would meet, they would go all around the Azara, and then they would meet in the middle. Right, this is Beferish Mishnah. The Rambam is quoting a Mishnah in Mishnayis Tamid. And the last halacha, the Rambam says that usually on a weekday they used to go around with torches, and they used to do this check all the way very early in the morning before it got light. And the Rambam says, Kaseder Hazeh Osin Bakolaila. They did this every night, meaning very late in the night, early in the morning. Chutz Mileli Shabbos. Except for Shabbos, She'ein Biyadam Or, Ela Botkin Beneros Hadlukin Shabbat Erev Shabbos. Except on Friday night on Shabbos, when they didn't carry torches with them, but they had candles set up from before Shabbos on the side. That's what the Rambam says. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, V'yafagav, and this is an important Kesef Mishnah. It's much quoted for what he does, as you'll see. V'yafagav t'kayim alon de'ein shvus b'mikdash, and even so we say ein shvus b'mikdash, and then he adds, Mishum de'koanim zrizim heim. It's not such a kasha, but it's that he's the one that puts these two principles together. There's a Gemara that seems to put it together, but he puts it together beferish. The reason ein shvus b'mikdash is because kohanim zrizim heim. That's what this last Kesef Mishnah does. So according to the Kesef Mishnah asks, why do we say that you have to set up candles before Shabbos? Let him carry a torch. The tiltul ner b'Shabbos eino ela shvus. That's the question. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Shiny Hacha, De Efshar B'Neiros Hadluka Me'erev Shabbos. This is our principle, because you had a choice. If you have a choice, we'd rather not rely on anything else. So that's our Gemara. Our Gemara, we say, even though Ein Shvus by Mikdash, right? But we say, if it's Efshar Bin Yenacher, that's what we do. So here too, even though it's a Shvus, Efshar Bin Yenacher, and we would do it earlier. The Mishnah Malach here discusses, is that really true? There are other examples where it could have been done earlier, and it could have been done elsewhere without the Yisr, and you still say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, but that is an important discussion of the Kesef Mishnah. The Mishnah Malach, the last halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. What did we just say? Shvus Krova versus Shvus Rechoka. There's a very crucial Rashi on the Gemara that we just read, which has a very exciting discussion in the Achronim. Rashi says, what are we talking about here? Let's say if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday and Friday, and then you're allowed to have to make the Lechem HaPanim on Wednesday because the following Shabbos, you are going to eat it, so it's day 11. 1 minute. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday, so the following Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So what are we talking about? You're going to eat it? You're going to eat it the following Shabbos? So, right, we don't always do the math, but look, think of the math. Thursday, Friday, right, is Aleph and Beis Tishrei, right, Gimel Tishrei, and then the following Shabbos. Som Gedalia is Shabbos, which is a Nitche, and the following Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So what's going on here? So says Rashi in the fifth skinny line, V'yahu Shabbos lav Yom Tzomu. No, it's not Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur. It is Yom Kippur. No, what we're talking about is a case where the Edim came very late on Thursday, and but Gemara in Beseches Beitza tells us sometimes if the Edom came very late on Thursday, they came after Mincha, we would say today is Kodesh and the next day is Kodesh, but the calendaric day would only count from the following day. So it would be a two-day Rosh Hashanah, but the first day of Tishrei would be Friday. So that Yom Kippur would not be the following Shabbos, would be the following Sunday, so you'd be able to eat the Lechem HaPanim the following Shabbos. Bizman Hazeh, Rosh Hashanah we know is Aleph and Beis Tishrei. Unlike any other two-day Rosh Chodesh, which we know is the 30th and the 1st. But that must be the Metzius, says Rashi, in terms of Yom Kippur. Or, Rashi says, maybe it is Yom Kippur, but they eat it that night. They still have that night to eat it. Inami have Yom Tzom Matziach Le'orta, Tavi Nechal Yom V'Layla, Ukzi Day and Night, and Unkachim, we know, the Laila Holechas Achara Yom. So that is Rashi part one, working out how you're going to eat it on Yom Kippur. Maybe it's not Yom Kippur, maybe you can eat it after Yom Kippur. But then the next two lines of Rashi. Vishnei Yomim Tovim Shor Rosh Hashanah Dafka Nakat. And Adafki here says the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Thursday, Friday. Not 2 days of Yontif, like Yontif Sheni Shel Galias. Why? Rashi says, Dibizman Lechem Hapanim Lo Hayu Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galias. Because when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when we had a Lechem Hapanim, there weren't Yontif Sheni Shel Galias. You'll never have a Metzias of Lechem Hapanim in the Beis HaMikdash with Yontif Sheni. What does it sound like from Rashi? That Shalom Bizman HaMikdash If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, if we don't have Lechem Hapanim, so then we would have 2 days of Yontif. Even in Yerushalayim, it sounds like. That's what it sounds like Rashi is talking about. So that's the Shaila. There's another Rashi in Shas that also sounds this way, but that's what the Achronim discuss here. That's Slach. That Slach right near Gemara says, what in the world is Rashi talking about? Devarav Temuim. Demai Arya Bizman Lechem Apanim. Vyotu Bizman Hazeh. Yesh Birushalayim. Shnei Yomim Tovim. Chusvi Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. That's the Slach, just one-liner. Does not answer the question. It says, what is Rashi talking about? It sounds like from Rashi that when there's no Mikdash, you're going to have 2 days of Yontif. So, that is the Tzlach. If you look in the Chasam Sofer, both in a tshuva, both in Simen Reish Lamed Dalid, in Reish Nun Beis, both in Yerodea, in Reish Nun Beis, he has this, and in the tshuva, in the Chidushim right here, he says, the Chasam Sofer writes that when he was younger, he was passing through Prague, and he met the Tzlach, he met the Noda Behuda, and he made a comment about his question here. He says, Yaldus Haisabi. This is in the Chidushim I'm reading. I was a young man. Ve'he'azti panai bahagon zal. And I was Re'meyiz panav in front of the Tzlach. And if you want to see the introduction in the Tshuvas, his Lashon is that he was passing through one time. He says, Venehirna Kadavina Talia, that means when I was younger, Bavri Derech Kahal Kiila Kadosha Prague, Zachisi Leros Pinehagon Zlach Zatzal, Via Martilo, but Mashatama Bisifro Bapashibirish Rashi Anal. Right, that how could Rashi say, but your Shama Philip Bismanazel Lekha Bezi of the Shin shall call us? I what about Bismana what why only Bismana Lechem upon him? So says the Chasam Sofer, I thought of a way that there could be 2 days of Yontif even in Yerushalayim, not Bismanazet. But what about, right, we don't have it today, but what's the case? He says, Bisharov Chachme Yisrael B'chutz La'aretz. When Rov Chachme Yisrael are in Chutz La'aretz, V'lo Hinichu Kamosam B'Eretz Yisrael, and the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael are not as great, the greatest rabbis are in Chutz La'aretz. As the Gemara says at the end of Brachas, then we're Ma'aber Shanim V'Kovei Echalashim B'chutz La'aretz. Like the story of some of the Tanaim, and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Vim Yiyu Rechokim, and if they are far in Yerushalayim, they're far from where the Chachmei Chutz La'aretz are. Alken Yasu Sham Shnei Yamim Misafik. Vyiyu Gam Be'eretz Yisrael Beis Yamim Tovim Shel Galus. Vavimatzi Atana Leminka Vechulu. And he continues. Bizman Azeh, right? This is not the Metzias, but this is what could happen. And in the Tshuvas he says, Vyashru Dvarai Be'eni Hagon Vamar Kalus. He liked what I said and he praised it. Kalos. If you look in the Chidushim, he says, V'ne'anei rosho. He shook his head to me. Shook his head to me, meaning he agreed. So we have a story of Chasam Sofer and the Rebbe Yehuda. Chasam Sofer came up with an answer to a way that you could have even 2 days of Yontif in Yerushalayim post Beis Hamikdash at any time. But in the case of post Beis Hamikdash, and he said that that's what Rashi maybe is talking about. Good. One other ha'ara about Shvus Krova and Shvus Rechoka. There is a Chashuki Chemed which has a question which, you know, our knee-jerk reaction would have been one answer, but he ends up giving another answer. You guys are giving another answer. The Shaila is as follows. There was a story. There was it was Yontif Sheni. It was 2 days of Yontif and Chutz La'aretz, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So Yontif Sheni. It was Yontif Sheni and the Erev somehow got ripped. They realized the Erev got ripped. Erev Shenikra B'Yontif Sheni, which is Erev Shabbos. So what do? So you want to get a guy to fix it. You want to get a guy to fix it. He's going to violate in the Sidra Abanan. You know, you try to tell him to tie a boat and not to do a knot so that it's a shvus to shvus, b'makom tzarech rabim. But when do you do that? Do you ask him to do it right now? So the knee-jerk is, yes, do it now. It's a drabanan, the whole day is Sidra Abanan today. You going to wait till Shabbos? Wait till Shabbos, besides the fact that people might carry on Shabbos, but Shabbos is already going to be in the world of Daraisa. Here today, everything is Darabanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Chashuki Chemed, Mutter lo mele nachri l'sakena sa'erev b'Shabbos k'dei shalo yavo, rabin li dey michsho. We know you're allowed to ask the nachri to fix the Erev on Shabbos, even to fix it in a Daraisa way, but for sure in a Darabanan way. V'lech ora, you would have said, if you could ask a guy to fix the Erev on Shabbos, you could ask the guy to fix the Erev on Yontif. Why? Because that is a shvus to shvus. He asked the non-Jew to do something. He asked him to do it on Yontif Sheni. Maybe he even asked him to make a bow. So all the Rabbanans, the Rabbanans. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, though, in Aruch Chaim Simen Mem Dalid, maybe not. Why? The ad kan lo amrina de shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah mutter. When do you say it was all mutter? Ela b'mitzvah hatzricha lebo bayom. When you need it right now. Like our Gemara says, shvus Krova hitiru. Aval a mitzvah she'en etzricha lebo bayom rak lamachar. But where you're only getting ready for tomorrow, maybe it's not allowed. And maybe dafka you have to wait till the next day. And he quotes our Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda does in terms of shvus krova and shvus rechoka. So maybe you have to wait. But on the other hand, says the Rav Zilberstein, the opposite. Maybe he quotes, maybe, I'm not sure if everybody would agree to this, Rabbi Yehuda. He says there's another Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTziyun who says that you're allowed to send a non-Jew outside the Tchum on Shabbos in order to bring me Dal and Minim, which I'm going to need the next day. It's an Ilchas Sukkah. So you see, a Nachri is allowed to do something on Shabbos to allow you, to help you out for the next day. Unless you say having your Dal and Minim on Erev Sukkot is the mitzvah. So he goes back and forth regarding this issue, and he's noted at the end to say you have to wait. Because you don't really need it today. You don't really need it today. And therefore you have to wait. Once it's Shabbos, then you can fix it. Because that is a tzarech rabim achshav. That's an interesting, we would have thought. Just the avdua right now. It's the yatav sheni. And he says, maybe you have to wait based on the concept of krova and rechoka. Okay, we continue. Masiv Rav Murray. Rav Murray has the following question. Remember, we're back to the machlokas, Rav and Rav Chisda. Shtei alechem, we were talking about lechem aponim. Now we're talking about shtei alechem. So the Mishnah also quoted from Maseches Menachos. The two loaves of bread, or that we bring along with a special shlamim on Shavuos, eina ne'echalos lo pachas v'shtayim v'lo yozer ashlosha. They're either eaten on day two or day three from the day that they are baked. But that's the same question that we asked in the previous part. Kate said, Ne'afos Erev Yantiv, if they're baked on Erev Shavuos, and then you eat them on Shavuos, Ne'achalos Liyom Tov L'Shnayim, that's day two. Chal Yantiv Lios Acher HaShabbos, but if Shavuos falls out on Sunday, that like the that Stukim say, every year it happens. But we have to say it happens sometimes. So if it happens to fall on Sunday, and then you bake it on Friday, so Ne'achalos Liyom Tov L'Shlosha, then you're going to eat the Lechem Aponim on the third day from when it was, you're going to eat the Shtei Alechem on the third day from when it was baked. But 1 minute, if you hold that, Rav Chisda, that Tzarchei Shabbos are Na'asin B'Yantif, so you're allowed to prepare from Yantif to Shabbos. So here, Hashtag the Shabbos B'Yantif Shari. So if you could get ready for Shabbos on Yantif, the Yantif B'Yantif B'Boi, so surely on the day itself of Yantif, you should be able to prepare for Yantif. Right, it's the other, just bake it on Shavuos. Bake it Shavuos morning and doesn't take that long to bake, and then bring it as the Shtei Alechem. So the Gemara said, no, shiny hasam. De Omar kro lachem, lachem below lagavawa. No, there is different. The lechem, the Shtei Alechem, that's not cool. Even though the Kohanim are going to eat it, they get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lachem below lagavawa. The language of Rashi in Maseches Beitza is lachem below lagavawa, ke'eved hanotel pras, mi beis rabo. It's like an Eved taking something. I'm getting it, but it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it to me. And therefore, that's not allowed. Lachem v'lo gavoa, that preparation is not included in the heter of Ochal Nefesh. Says the Gemara, Lo Shugam, Leo Darim Shim Rav Shimon Eskan Dochad Zayon Dabai Kelam. Remember, what about what we said before? There's another Tana out there that says it is Mutter. What does he hold? Savar Lach Abishol, Damar Lachem, Lachem v'lo l'nachrim. He holds like the other opinion, Abishol, who says Lachem is to Darshan Lachem v'lo l'nachrim. A Jew is not allowed to cook for a non-Jew on Yantif. Meaning, it's used up for that. Meaning, but you don't darshan lachem v'lo l'gavoa. So cooking on Yantif is mutter for a Jew. You're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew on Yantif. That is not included in Heter V'Ochal Nefesh. The Rambam even says one is not allowed, it's based on the Gemara, but you're not allowed to cook for an animal. Let's say I want to do a malacha to prepare food for my animal. I'm not allowed to do that. That's not included in the Heter V'Ochal Nefesh. The Rambam says in Ochas Yantif, Ein ofin u'mevashlin b'yantif, kedei ha'achil goyim o'klavim, sh'nemar hu levado yaseh lachem, lachem v'lo l'goyim, lachem v'lo l'klavim. That's the Rambam. So we're only allowed to cook for us or fellow Jews on Yantif. Period. Shalach le Rav Chisda le Rabba. So next, now Rav Chisda is going to ask on Rabba a question. Biyad Rav Acha ba Rav Huna. Mi Amrin and Hoil. Do we hold to the principle of Hoil Vatzan? What about the following Mishnah from Maseches Makos? Yesh Choresh Telam Echa the Chayavan Alei Mishim Shimon Alavin. I could do one little act. I could plow. There's a way that a person could plow and get 8 Averis with that one plowing. It's not something that one should try to do, but there is a way that a person can do 8 Averis at one time. So how does he do that? Number one, HaChoresh B'Shar HaChamar. First of all, he plows with an ox and a donkey tied on the same wagon. So that is an Issa D'Oraisa of Kil'ai Behema. on Ashar and Achamar together. Let's finish the whole case, and then we'll talk about each of them. V'hein muktashim. And what if they are both hektish animals? And what do you mean, Chamar? How could a Chamar be hektish? So the answer is, as Rashi explains, a Ashar can be kachshei mizbeach, and a Chamar can be kachshei by the kabayis. Two different Isurim and two different Psukim. So that's three, right? There's Kilayim, and then Mugdashin is two more. That's three. V'kilayim bekarim, and they're working Kilay HaKarim, right? The Kilayim of the vine. That's four Averis. V'shviyath, and it's during the Shemitah year. That's five Averis. B'yantif, that is six. I skipped one. Sharva, you have Kilayim, and you have Mugdashim is three, and Kilay HaKarim is four, and Shviyath is five. B'yantif is six. And Kohen v'Nazir abeis atuma, and he's a Kohen and he's a Nazir in a cemetery. All these averus are being done at the exact same time. So that is the Mishnah. So now the question that is asked in the Gemara: the E Amrina and Hoil. But if you hold the principle of Hoil Acharisha lo lachayif, you shouldn't be chayif for the plowing on Yontif. Why? Hoel v'chazi l'kisi adam. Because I'm plowing, but if I would have shechted on Yontif and I would have to do the mitzvah of kisi adam, covering the blood, I would have to take some dirt from the ground and I would need to plow it in order to get it. And that would be considered plowing. So you see, Hoel. Hoel, just like you say, Hoel guess my come, so it's mutter. So Hoel, I need blood for kisi, I need covering for kisi adam. It's mutter. Right, even though this is about a not exactly the same case, but it's in terms of the sins of the theoretical case, asked the Rav Chisda on Rabbah. So you see from here, you don't hold of Hoel. So Gemara says, Amar, let's finish the section. Amar Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Ba'avanim Mekruzolos. We're talking about a case where the plowing is where there are very sharp stones, which wouldn't be used. You're plowing up a field of very sharp stones, which would not be used for the mitzvah of covering the blood anyway. So the Gemara says, "Ruiz the kochon." What do you mean? You could grind up the stones and use them for covering kisi adam. Says the Gemara, "V'kadisha b'yada bishari." Are you allowed to use that do that on yantif? You're allowed to grind up the stones on yantif. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, ruiz the kochon kilachar yan." You could grind them up on a daraisa level. You could grind them up in an unusual way, and therefore theoretically this could be done. And again, we're back to the question of Hoel. Since therefore you could use this, even though it's sharp stones, you'd be able to grind them in a mutter way d'oraisa on Yantif. So you should say Hoel, you shouldn't get Malkus. So Gemara says Bitsunma. Okay, it must be the whole area is rocky area, and it's really not going to be used for, it's impossible that it's going to be used for Kisi Adam. Sunma Barzria? What do you mean? So what are you plowing? If it's all rock, if it's a one big rock on the ground, so what do you mean you're being chorish there? So Tsunma Milamala Bafri Tikok Milamata. No, it's hard up top, the upper layer, but underneath it's soft earth. Says the Gemara, okay, but still, so then you're getting the soft earth ready. That's the plowing. V'tebeklei mishum afritichoach. That's still the plowing that you're doing. So Ela Amar Mabaravashi Batina. No, we're talking about a case where it's mud. You're plowing in mud. Betina barzriyahu, is that really plantable that you'd be chayav for harisha? Bimetunta, yes. It's mud, but it's enough solid that you'd be able to plant. Rashi, eretz lacha ruuya lizriya. It's like swampy. Ve'enanas is afar in balakotcha himedabekas v'nigbala. So it wouldn't be able to use for kisi adam, but it would be able to use be violated for harisha. So basically, the answer is you can't say hoel here. There's no hoel for kisi adam here. That's how he answers the question. Okay, a number of points to discuss on this case. Number one, there is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, but it's really other Rishonim also. So there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, and that is regarding kilai behema. We know there are five types of kilayim. The kilayim of shatnez, right, kilai begadim, and then you have kilai zraim and kilai Hakarem, as was mentioned here too, and then you have the two types of kilai behema, kilai cross breeding and cross working. Some achronim even say that one is a siyug daraisa for the other one. I'm not allowed to cross work animals because I might come to cross breed them. But in any case, what is the isser of kilayim by? The Torah says lo sacharosh b'sharu v'chamar yachdav. An ox and a donkey. If you look in the Rambam says the Isser d'oraisa of Kilayim is when you take a kosher, any kosher animal and cross work it with any non kosher animal. Echad shor v'chamor v'echad kol shnei minim shoha echad tameh v'echad tahar. That is the Issa d'Oraisa. I'll call Elu Lokim and Atorah. Shachaya b'chlal behema. Aval midivrei sofrim. Kol shnei minim shem kilayim baharba'a. Asurim lachrosh b'hem ke'echad. Talking about this in terms of cross-working. The Rambam says, the Issa d'Oraisa of kilay behema, of cross-working them, is only by one kosher and one non-kosher animal. But if you have two kosher animals, two non-kosher animals that are different types, and they would be Asur Daraisa to cross breed, but cross working that would only be Durabanan. And that is against the Tur and the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch. This is Halacha L'maisa. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yeredeya. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Reish Sadi. Reish Sadi Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Kol Beis Mine Behema Ochaya Ava Bisha Domin Zelazeh V'Gedelim Zemzeh Hovehim Beis Minim Asurim Mishum Kilayim. Farish. That's the Rosh and the Tur. Again, it's the Machlokas we showed him. But it's not only the Rosh and the Tur. Let me quote you. It's Rashi. Rashi and the Rabban al HaTorah. Right? We don't know. We don't catch it because we're not doing the Sugya. But it's the Farish Rashi on next week's Parsha. Right? What does the Torah say next week's Parsha? Kiseitse? Lo Sacharosh B'shor V'chamor Yachtav. You cannot plow with an ox and a donkey. Rashi says, Hu Hadin L'chol Shnei Minim Sheba Olam. All two types. That's Rashi quoting the Sifri, and the Ramban also quotes the Sifri. So Rashi, the Ramban, the Rush, the Tur, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam. What is the Issur Daraisa of cross-working the animals? Next, there is a beautiful thought that the Avni Miluim has. And that is relating to the end of the case of the section. And then we'll continue. And that is, the Achronim asks, the Shagas Aryeh asks here, there is a machlokas that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, relating to the topic of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Can one Isser be Chalal on another Isser? So we say, if something's already Osser, could it become more Osser? So we say, when it's Chalal at the same time, Isser Basachas, then it can be Chal, Isser Chalal Isser. But the other ones, Isser Mosif, Isser Kolal, that's already a Machlokas. So ask the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Samach, how do you ever have a case of a Kohen and a Nazir, a Beis HaTumah, that you'd be Chayiv, Malkus for both of them? A Kohen can't go into a cemetery, and a Nazir can't go into a cemetery. So once a person's a Kohen, and then he accepts to be a Nazir, isn't that Ein Isser Chalal Isser? You want to say it's an Isser Kolal, because now he also can't drink wine, but not everybody agrees to that. What about according to the Manda Amar, that you don't hold of an Isser Kolal? So how do you have a Kohen and Nazir being Chal? How do you have them both? So the Shagas Aryeh says, it must be that he was a Kohen who accepted to be a Nazir when he was 12 years old. So he's not really mitzuveh in all the halachas of kahuna yet, but nidarim, that's called mufla samach la'ish, you're in the age range where nidarim are significant, and he accepted to be a Nazir at the moment that he becomes bar mitzvah. So that's a case where you can have it's at the same time. Alumdus, says the Shagas Aryeh. Says the Avni Miluim, says the Xos in his commentary on Eben Ezra at the end, in the Chuvas, in Simon Tezvav, he says, I have another pshat. He says, if you look in Achronim, this is a big sugya in Mesechas Nazir, which Beis Hashem, hopefully we'll talk about again one time. Mm-hmm. He says, are Isurei Nazir, Isurei Gavra, or Isurei Chefsa? Which are they? So he quotes Achronim on both sides of the aisle, and then he quotes that some, though, suggest it's neither. He quotes this from the Maharit. He says, Isurei Nazir aren't Gavra or Chefsa. What is it? It's a label. Someone accepts to be a Nazir, they are now labeled. They give themselves a status. Once they give themselves the status, memela, certain halachas kick in. I read the Lashon. Ela Isser Torah, Derami Rachman ala Nazir, Bahanach Shlosh Advarim Hasurim Benazir, Inyin Toar Nazir. It's a Toar. It's a title of a Nazir. Shehu Kadosh. Vi Asra Torah al Toar Nazir Hanav Gimominim. Ukemosh Asra Torah, Kami Isurim, Akushas Kohen. He's a Kohen and therefore Mamela. What? Who made the Isurim of Kohenim Chal? Hashem! Not Gavra or Chefsa. Once he's a Kohen, Mamela, these are his halachas. So to here, once he's a Nazir, Mamela, these are the halachas. So explains the Avni Miluim, the whole concept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser is only where you have like Isurim that are trying to be Chal on each other. But if you have a totally different type of Isser, so then Memela, it would be able to be Chal. And that's what he says right here. He says based on a Ritva,
I don't know where it is, in Masechah Shavuos, he says, Lefi zeh, b'shvius v'yantet v'adai nicha, da'avi l'isr habama elav arminan kolel, v'nazir v'koein nami, kiva d'isri nazir lav misad atzmo hein, elasha Torah asra, kudushas nazir hani gimo minim, su lo havi isr haba al yedei atzmo, elakamo shari suri Torah, da'avi isr habama elav, v'chul, and he continues. And therefore, even the Manda Amr that does not hold of Isser Kolel would agree in this case that by an Isser Habame Elav, that it would be Chal. That's a Lamaisa question. How do you get Kohen and Nazir being Chal when they are both going to give you Malkus? Okay, there's more, but we'll continue. Eis ve'abaya v'aiter hamavasho git hanasha. Next try, in terms of Hoel. Hamavasho git hanasha b'chala b'yantif. If somebody, another case where you're going to be chayav a lot of averus at once. Somebody cooks gid hanasha in milk on yantif. Wow. So, how many averus do you get? V'ochlo, and then you eat it. Loke chamish, you get five malkas, five averus. Why? Loke mishum avashal gid be yantif. You get, one avera for cooking gid. Gid hanasha is not ro'i lachilas. Therefore, you're cooking on yantif. Shalol letzarachachal nefesh. Number one. V'loke mishum ochel gid. And number two, for eating the gid hanasha. V'loke mishum avashal basa b'chalav. Three, cooking basa b'chalav. V'loka mishum ochel basa b'chalav. Four, v'loka mishum avara, for lighting the fire. So the Gemara says, v'yamrin and ho'el, and if you hold of ho'el, ahavar lo l'chayev, ho'el v'chazi le'litzarcho. But what do you mean? Why should you be chayev if you hold of ho'el for lighting the fire? Maybe you'll need this fire for a mutter purpose. Ho'el, just like guests might come, just like you might need this for a mutter purpose. You shouldn't get malchus for that. Amrele, you're right. Afik havar v'ayel get anasha shel nevela. Okay, you're right. Take out fire. Put in, it happened to be gidanasha of a animal that died with that shchita. So it's also the Isra of eating the vela. I vatani Rabbi Chiya lokin shtayim alachi laso v'shalosh abishulo. 1 minute, Rabbi Chiya said about our case, two are eating averus and three are cooking averus. V'im iisa shalosh alachi laso mibarle. But if it's an issue of eating the vela, then it's three and two the other way. So Gemara says, okay, ela afikavar v'ayil atse muksa. Okay, you're right. Take out avara. You use muksa wood to cook with. So that's the fourth one. That's the fifth one. Says the Gemara, muksa daraisa who? Is muksa daraisa? Are you going to get malchus for that? Amale in, yes, according to one of the Amorayim, what's called hachana daraba, dichsiv. Let's do it and then we'll talk more about it tomorrow. V'adichsiv, v'haya v'yom ashishi, v'ichinu es asher yaviyu. It was Yom HaShishi, Parsh B'Shalach, it was Friday, and they prepared everything. They prepared before Shabbos. V'yazharta mehacha, milosasa kol malacha. So yes, there is an opinion out there that the issue of muksa is included in losa'ase kol malacha. Again, a big topic which B'ez Hashem we will get into in the coming days. Again, just to remind the Olam, again, it is Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Baruch Hashem, we are I'm continuing with the daf, but we also, B'ez Hashem, are trying to build our new home for the daf in Eretz Yisrael. Those who have contributed, we are very thankful and appreciative. But those who haven't taken part, please feel free to go to our shul website, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. We're really trying and pushing, and we need everybody's help to be able to build our Mikdash Ma'at in Eretz Yisrael. Please join us. There are dedication opportunities. There's tax deductions in America and Israel. So please take advantage and join us in this mitzvah as we continue our project. So please, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. The entire OU listening audience is invited to join us in the mitzvah.